My guest at this time is Indiana Republican Congressman Marlon Stutzman. He's a freshman serving the state's 3rd Congressional District, and he's a member of the House Budget Committee. The budget for the coming year was front and center today as President Obama laid out what is his budget priorities for the coming year. It carries a deficit of about $1.33 trillion, and that's assuming that he gets the tax increases that he wants. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, it's good to be with you.
Well, we heard a pretty similar message during a State of the Union address, but here's what the president had to say in suburban Virginia, just outside the nation's capital today, in pitching his budget and calling once again for higher taxes on the wealthiest of Americans.
We don't need to be providing additional tax cuts for folks who are doing really, really, really well. Do we want to keep these tax cuts for wealthiest Americans, or do we want to keep investing in everything else? Education, clean energy, a strong military, care for our veterans. We can't do both. We can't afford it.
What do you make of his choice that he offers there?
Well, I think, again, his budget this year shows that his priorities are wrong, and that his intention is that the government is the one that does all of the investing. Let's let Americans invest where they believe is the best place to put their dollars, rather than the government continuing to take dollars from taxpayers and investing in companies like Solyndra, and wasting tax dollars through large bureaucracies and administrative costs that never get back to the services that we're looking for as taxpayers. So I think that his priorities again show that he is playing the politics of division in a time when we really need to focus on the economy and let small business owners. I just met with a group of family farmers that say, you know what, we need government off of our back. We need some breathing room so we can start investing again and growing this economy and hiring people, rather than the president's agenda of bigger and more government.
So you're in your district today, and you're hearing a message that these folks, even though they probably wouldn't be on the hook, a lot of them, for these taxes, although the business owners could be, depending on how they file their returns, they're not in favor of what the president's pitching here.
They're not excited at all. They actually want the president to really focus on the debt and the deficit, start reducing our debt, so that way we're not in danger of higher tax increases. We're not in danger of a wet blanket on this economy where there's no confidence. They would rather see government live within its means, just like every small business owner does. And if once we take care of those problems and start focusing on the priorities of what the federal government's responsibilities are, then they feel the confidence to start expanding and creating jobs.
Talk a little bit more about that confidence factor, because, of course, the message from the president is that by investing, as he puts it, in these various programs, that injects the economy with a little more vigor. Explain what gives confidence to your constituents if the government were to get more fiscally responsible and trim down this deficit and debt.
Well, it's interesting. As agriculture right now, after talking to a group of folks that are working every day in agriculture, they've seen a lot of interesting dynamics over the last decade, where you had very low commodity prices, corn costs are low, you have fertilizer that's lower, land prices are low. Well, all of a sudden, demand is created by whether it's ethanol, whether it's exports. Demand has been created, and now it's increased the opportunities in agriculture, and it's the same business principles, the basic fundamentals, that you have to have supply and demand. Well, government is taking out basically the opportunity for people to start a small business. I talked to hundreds of small business owners over the last several years, and they all said, if I was starting a business today, I'm not sure that I would, because you have bureaucracies that make life difficult, you have a tax policy that is broken, and you have regulators that continue just to make life difficult for small business owners who do create the bulk of the jobs in our country.
We're talking with Indiana Congressman Marlon Stutzman, a member of the House Budget Committee. And Congressman, the figure the president used today was $1 trillion that can be saved by, I assume he means, not extending these for another 10 years. But as you do the math, He says that that would kind of balance things out with the other spending priorities that he has. Given the deficit that he's projecting this year alone, what does it tell you about what it would mean on the balance sheet even if he got these tax increases?
Well, I would say that, first of all, Washington doesn't have a tax problem. We don't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem. And that's where I believe the president is misguided, is that he's focused more on increasing taxes and raising revenue. And what that does is it disincentivizes anybody to go make money. And if you know you're going to be paying 30 to 50% of the money that you make in taxes, that's not an encouraging position to be put in. And I think what he should be focused on is reforming and saving Social Security and Medicare. If we continue at the current levels where those programs are funding to pay for folks who have invested for years, we're going to end up with broken programs, and they're not going to be around for future generations. We need to, fix them now. We can do it at a time when we can protect those who are 55 and above, and reform them for those who are 54 and below. Those are huge savings that we could accomplish if the president would lead on those two particular programs. And also, I think there's opportunity and savings with the wars winding down in Iraq and Afghanistan. But let's use real numbers and not anything that is funny math.
Congressman, last question before we let you go. Last year, of course, your budget committee, as led by Chairman Paul Ryan, laid out a plan that the House approved. It died in the Senate. It talked a lot about reforming Medicare and certainly reducing debt and deficits over time. What can we expect from your committee this year?
Well, I think it's going to be something that's big and bold again. I think that's what the American people are looking for. They're looking for bold leadership. They're looking for solutions to problems. They know that we have major economic problems, and a lot of it stems back to our federal government spending. And I don't believe that this is a time to use Social Security or Medicare as political footballs and using scare tactics. It's a time to fix the programs for long term and for future generations. And I think you're going to see bold leadership out of the budget committee. And I think that people will accept it. I think that if we're open and honest and explain to the American people the situation that we're in and why the reforms need to take place, I think that the people are going to be very understanding and believe that it's the right thing to do for the betterment of our country.
Well, it certainly sounds like whether it's in Congress or on the campaign trail, we're likely to hear two very different visions for the way government ought to look moving forward. Sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Thank you, sir. Indiana Republican Congressman Marlon Stutzman represents his state's 3rd Congressional District, member of the House Budget Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.